107.7 The Truth. Hey, this is Brian in Heath Jackson's studio with a very special guest on the phone from Los Angeles, California. It's Dr. Sam Khosrowglanian. How are you doing, Dr. Sam?
Excellent, brother. Excellent. Great to be with you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you here, and I appreciate you letting me call you Dr. Sam, because that's kind of a tough last name.
It's got like 11 letters in it. Can you imagine? I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, with all the Smiths and Joneses, and they're like, okay, what's up? What is a Khosrowglanian? I had to tell them it's an Armenian name.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But you're coming back for some Southern Hospitality August 6th. You'll be a special guest speaker at the CPAC Back to School Extravaganza, and we're looking forward to meeting you.
I'm so excited. Anytime you get to touch the lives of children, anytime you get to give them hope, anytime you can tell them, like, no matter what side of the railroad tracks you were born on, no matter what your creed, no matter what your color, no matter what has happened to you, there's hope, there is joy, there is love, and that's found in Jesus Christ. Anytime you can instill compassion, love into these kids, oh, what an opportunity and what an honor for me.
Well, amen. Well, let me tell people a little bit about this. So the CPAC is the Columbus Eastside Performing Arts Community Center, and our mutual friend, Bonnie Dunlap, she has poured her heart into this because she wants all these kids to be impacted, not just to have something to do, but something to learn and something to practice. And it's just a beautiful ministry. They're teaching music and the arts, and she's just really pouring her heart into it. And I guess that's a nice little segue, because you're a heart doctor, you're a cardiologist, but you also are in tune with the heart of a community as well, right?
Amen. And, you know, when you talk to Bonnie, you could tell her heart just cries out for these kids. And you know, when you go back to Matthew 14:14, when Jesus saw the crowd, when he saw the multitude, when he saw the children, he had compassion on them. And that's what Bonnie does at CPAC. And that's what we're here. We're joining together. And we're not only on one side, you know, get to open up the heart arteries of man physically, but on the other side, touch him, their soul, their spirit, and to say there's hope for you, there's love for you. This world is empty. You know, you can turn to Hollywood, you could turn to music, you could turn to whatever you want to, but at the end of the day, there's only one hope. There's only one truth, like your station, one truth, that, and Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And we'd like to point these kids to that truth. It's not like putting them in monasteries. It's just saying, look, no matter what you do in life, whether you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, a teacher, or whatever you want to be in life, you know, there is someone who loves you, who will help you, who will strengthen you, and who will uplift you with his righteous right hand, and that's God.
That's right. And no matter what challenges you face, that is constant. That is true. And really, you're going to talk to our young, well, actually everybody, our young folks hopefully will be represented, but about your own challenges, tell how you went from being this child in Jerusalem, which is a pretty amazing story, to get to Tennessee, and now you're on the West Coast as one of the most recognized cardiologists. How does that happen? It couldn't have all been easy.
Well, no, it wasn't easy, Brother Brian. It was a huge challenge, and there was a lot of rejections, not only rejection as far as you come into a new land and you're a foreigner, but also when you know in your heart and soul that you're going to be a heart doctor, yet you're facing 27 rejection letters, letter after letter, counselors telling you you ain't got what it takes to be a doctor, let alone a heart doctor. And, you know, people saying, you know, maybe you chose the wrong way, maybe you should do something else, maybe you're greedy. And you get bombarded by all this stuff, and you're like, I just want to just get my head above the water for one second to take a breath, and the beatings continue. So the path isn't easy. But when you come to the end product, that's not where the joy is. The joy really is overcoming when you fall. And you say, you know what? God help me. I failed, but God help me get picked. And I'm gonna start again. I'm gonna start anew. My attitude is that we're gonna make it with God. And so that's the joy. It's the journey. And I want to let the kids know there's going to be haters, there's going to be falls, there's going to be failures, but yet God is with you and he'll pick you up. And no matter what you do in life, look to him, look to the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Everything else is just empty.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Dr. Sam, let's play a song and then you can come back. And I want you to share a prayer over our community, if you don't mind. Let's get to the music and we'll be right back on The Truth. All right, we're back with Dr. Sam Khajurghanian here on 107.7 The Truth. He is a cardiologist in Los Angeles, but he's also a medical missionary, touching hearts literally and figuratively. And so we welcome him to Heath Jackson Studio via phone. He's coming to be the special guest speaker at the CPAC Back to School Extravaganza. Everyone is invited. Tickets are available now. And this is a Eastside Performing Arts Community Center for kids. And Dr. Sam has got plans to come back south. He's coming to Columbus, Georgia, and we're going to show him some great Southern hospitality. He's the author of many books. He is, like I said, a medical missionary, and you can find so many interviews with him and so many interesting things on his website as well. Do you want to give him that website real quick, Dr. Sam?
Absolutely. Speakingofhearts.org, BEACONOFHEARTS.ORG.
All right. Awesome. Well, we were talking before just about your own personal story and how important it is to remind people that in the middle of setbacks or defeats or however you want to label that, to keep your eyes focused on the Lord, because he has something special that can arise out of even the most challenging times. And we are in a difficult time, not just here in the Valley area, but wherever we are across this world. And you have a special heart to speak to young people. I was wondering if you could say a prayer for us as we head back into the music. If you could say something that would speak to all generations at once. Is that asking too much?
No, that's not. It will go to the book of Psalms, and it says in Psalm 103, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so for those who are listening right now, the loved ones who are listening, if you feel hopeless, if you feel helpless, if you feel down, dejected, depressed, and you feel like that, no, I cannot go on anymore. There is one person that loves you, that says in Isaiah 40, verse 11, that he will carry you. He will take you like a sheep, and he will hold you close to his heart. And so that's what I want to focus on. Dejected, depressed, down, oppressed, and no hope. There is hope for you. There is love for you. There is joy for you. And that one man, Jesus Christ, will carry you. Even if you cannot walk, he will carry you. So let me pray for this beautiful community. Father God, we just thank you. We bow before you. We join the angels in Isaiah chapter 6 who are constantly saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And Father, we have gone our own way. We have done our own thing. Yet now we understand that you're the only way. You're the only truth. You're the only life. And we're coming to you, Papa. And we know that you would take our iniquities and take our sins and take our mistakes and throw them in the pits of the sea. So there is no guilt and there is no sin upon us because the blood of Jesus covers us. And for this beautiful Columbus, Georgia community, Papa, I ask that you would cover them under your wings, that they will dwell in your house, that the fire of the Holy Spirit will shield them, that the grace of God will fall upon them, that they will say, those who are thirsty, those who are weary, those who want to give up will say, no, I'm going to lift up my eyes to the hills. My Lord, my God, my Christ, my Holy Spirit's going to lift me up, and I am going to make it in this world, and no matter what has happened behind me, I will put it behind me, and I will look forward. I will forget the former things. I will not dwell on the past, and my God, he's going to do a new thing in my life. And my God is going to do a new thing in Columbus, Georgia. And my God is going to bring the fire of the Holy Spirit, and it's going to cleanse this place, and it's going to lift up this place. And from Columbus, Georgia, a revival will break out. And from Columbus, Georgia, a new light will break out. And from Columbus, Georgia, the truth will break out, and the peoples will change, and the world will change. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Sam. And we're just so excited that you're coming, and hopefully you can meet all of these young people who are doing these performing arts classes and also help everybody else see how important it is to sow into their lives, not just through the arts, but through mentoring and sharing the word of God.
Amen. We invite the community. This is not for the kids. We're pouring our hearts and souls into the kids, but we need the community. We need the adults. We need the grandmas and the grandpas and the mamas and the daddies and the cousins. We need all them to come alongside. We need them to lift these kids up, because without them, you know, these kids can go astray. And so we're calling out the community. We're bringing them in, and we're all going to be blessed together. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they ain't boring. this is going to be like, wow, it's going to be Disneyland on steroids. So let's go.
Amen. August 6th, it's a Saturday, and it's going to be at the Cunningham Center during the daytime. And we are looking forward to having Dr. Sam, some other special guests. We'll have music, and we're just going to have a good time sharing in community with the Lord. Dr. Sam Khojagwani has been our special guest here on 107.7 The Truth. Can't thank you enough, and we'll look forward to seeing you August 6th.
I'm excited. Thank you, brother.
Hope you've been inspired like I've been talking to Dr. Sam on 107.7 The Truth. You can pick up your tickets for the August 6th event at cpacc.org, C-E-P-A-C-C.org, C-E-P-A-C-C.org. Once again, that stands for Columbus Eastside Performing Arts Community Center. You can have a huge role in supporting the work that they're doing and get a great word from Dr. Sam and some great music as well. Plus, we'll get to see some of the work the kids have been doing as well. Hey, thanks for listening to The Truth. I'm going to get you back to the music on 107.7.